Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you, Brother Johnson. It's a great, great atmosphere here again in this service tonight. And all we have to do is plug in. It's available to us, whatever we need. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Lord bless you. You may be seated. Enjoyed these 3 nights of services, and it's been a real refreshing to us. As we told you last night, I'm so happy that Brother Johnson invited me to come. And I'm sorry that Sister Becton is not here tonight. She has just about grandmothered out. She really has. She was sick last night and surely intended to come tonight. But we have, as we told you the first night, tried a new thing. We've traveled with our grandchildren. Now, when our first little granddaughter came along, I was determined that I did not fit the image of a grandpa. And so I wasn't going to let her call me grandpa. I just didn't think I was maybe that old or something. I had a mental fixation of a grandpa as being quite an elderly person. So I decided that she would be able to call me Big Daddy. I thought, well, that'll be it, Big Daddy. But my wife vetoed that right away because she said that would mean that I would be Big Mama. So we got a different thought about it, and she calls me Popsy and her Momsy. Popsy and Momsy. Praise God. So she's just about grandmothered out. Amen. Praise God. Well, my eyes have focused again on some precious folks that we have known down through the years. I looked at this fine lady sitting here on about the third seat. At first, I couldn't place her. Then I looked again, and it is Sister Lambert. Praise God. 30-some-odd years ago, when I first began to come as almost a small child then, we stayed in the home of Brother and Sister Lambert, and that does go back a good many years. Sister Lambert, it's great to see you. 30-some-odd years. 30 years. Amen. Praise God. And I saw the McKinneys and others here tonight that we've known. It's just great. It's also good to see these minister brethren. Amen. Glad to see Cousin Kenneth. Amen. Praise God. Kenneth is my wife's first cousin, and my wife was a Dyson, and we have all kind of ties around. Amen. Good to see Brother and Sister Lewis again, this other brother from, did you say he was in Mississippi or used to be? Yeah. And last saw him up in Michigan. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, it's been great to be with Brother and Sister Johnson and their family. I mean that. I've enjoyed every moment of it, being in their home and in the home of Brother and Sister Curly. And we've just had a great time. Praise God. Praise God. And all too soon, the time has rolled around for us to bid you adieu after a little while here of preaching, and look forward to meeting again, if not here, over on the other side. Praise God, praise God. One of these days, we're going together where we'll never have to part. Amen. It's going to be a great meeting there on the other side. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I wish I could sing. I really do. When I hear brethren like Brother Johnson and his good boy here, and Brother Lewis, and amen. But I'm not a singer, but I'll play one for you tonight, just before we go into the Word of the Lord. This is an old, old. I walk with Jesus, the glorious walk. Amen. Thank you. I can play it again. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I could say a lot of things I know, a lot of things I need to say. But again, let me just say it's been a wonderful time here in this church, this great church, and you are a great people. You have a great leader, and God is going to continue to lead you through Brother, Sister Johnson as you labor together with them and the Lord. Now I'm going to read a verse of Scripture in 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, and the 8th verse. 1 Corinthians 14 and 8. Then I'm going to just talk to you for a little while out of my heart. For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? Let me read it again. For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? Would you bow with me in a moment of prayer? Dear God, we need you tonight. We need you now. Bless the word. Open our hearts and minds. And we'll be so careful to praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Some time ago, I was asked to write an article for one of our district papers. And I'm not a writer. It was quite an effort for me to put something together. But I finally did. And I sent it in to the editor of this paper. And thought it was only going to go in that one district paper. But I soon learned that all district editors are members of some kind of a club, and when they need something to fill in, they borrow from one another, and so, to my surprise, my article began to appear as filler in several other district papers. Now, it's very possible that somewhere along the line you might could have gotten a hold of one of those papers and you might have read my article. I don't mind your having read it. I just wanted you to know that I knew that you could have read it, because that's what I'm going to preach to you about tonight. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. If the trumpet give an uncertain sound, if there is an uncertain sound, there is a certain sound. If there is a genuine something, there is a counterfeit. If there's a counterfeit, there is a genuine. If there's something unreal, there has to be something real. If there's something false, then there has to be something true. If there is an uncertain sound, then, oh God, help us to know there is a certain sound. And I want to talk to you for a little while about that certain sound. In a day that's filled with confusion, in a day when people are going after many things, I want you to know there is a certain sound. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Now, if you know anything about music at all, you know that the reason why these instruments can all play together simultaneously at the same time is because there is a standard pitch. Amen. Musicians know that that standard pitch is called A440. And when that piano tuner comes into your home to tune your piano, he has a little tuning fork. And that little two-pronged fork he strikes on a solid object right quickly, and he holds it to his ear. Then he takes out his wrench, and he puts it on that first string. And he winds that string either forward or backwards to get it in tune with what he has heard in his ear. And when he gets that string in tune to that standard pitch that he's gotten from that tuning fork, then he can tune the entire keyboard by that one string. Some keys have three strings, some have two, and some have only one. But they can all be tuned together and made to sound beautiful when that piano tuner tunes to that standard pitch. And then you can play the organ, the accordion, and the guitars can be tuned, and we can all play together in standard pitch when everything is in tune. Outside of Washington, D.C., and outside of Phoenix, Arizona, there is a shortwave radio station that if you have the kind of equipment that can tune into it, you can get that standard pitch. You can hear it, and you can tune to it. It reminds me of the story that is told so often, and perhaps you have heard it, about that old shepherd away up in the rugged mountains of northern Idaho. And if you've ever been there, it is rugged. It's wilderness. It is almost isolated. And when those shepherds take their sheep up into those mountains, sometimes they're there alone with them for weeks without seeing another human being. And the story is told that an old shepherd had his little flock of sheep up in those rugged mountains, and all he had to entertain himself with was a little radio and a little old fiddle. And when he wasn't listening to his radio, he was playing on his fiddle. And one day, he grew kind of weary of playing that fiddle because it had gotten out of tune. And he didn't have anything to tune it to. And so he didn't like to play a fiddle that was out of tune. So he sat down and wrote a letter to the radio station that he frequently listened to. And he said, "Sir, I am an old shepherd up here in the northern mountains of Idaho. I have a little fiddle that's out of tune, and I have nothing to tune it to. Would you sometime in your programming sound me a good, loud, strong A?" Well, he didn't expect to hear from them. But late one night, he had his radio on. And sure enough, over the airwaves came the announcer's voice. And the announcer said, "Sir, we got your letter. Get your fiddle out. We're going to give you a good A." And so they began to play that long sound of A. That old shepherd very excitingly grabbed his fiddle and he began to wind up that one string. And when he got it to sounding, plucking on it, just exactly like the sound that was coming over that radio, he quickly turned his radio set off and he tuned the other three strings to it. When he got it all in perfect tune, he leaned back with a smile of satisfaction on his face and he began to play. It seemed that he could play on and on, for at last he had his little old fiddle in good tune, and he had tuned it to that good sound of A440. Well, I've said all of that to say this,
again in this bewildered world that we're living in, with so much going on in the religious field. We need above all else to hear the good sound of a strong A. Oh, I would to God that again tonight God would give us that certain sound that we could tune to and get to that certain pitch. That's A440.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Now I'm going to make a confession to you. I told you I was just going to talk to you out of my heart. I want to confess. Honest confession is good for the soul. And I'm going to confess and bear my soul to you tonight. I have been raised in Pentecost. I know what a Pentecostal palate is. There's not much that goes on in a Pentecostal service that I'm not acquainted with. I like the shout. I like the dancing in the Spirit. I like even holy rolling. I like it all. Amen. I think we've got to have the move of the Spirit. Hallelujah. When Pentecost loses that identity, we have lost something. If we ever have to say God used to be here, amen, then we have lost it. I'd rather be 5 minutes where God is than 5 years where He used to be. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I believe He's here tonight. Amen. Praise God. I was raised in an old-fashioned home where my parents taught me that everything was wrong. There's just not anything that you can do that's right. Amen. When I'd come in and say, folks, I want to go to the picture show, they would shake their head negatively and say, son, we won't even give you a dime to go, for if we did give you a dime to go, we might as well go ourselves. That's the way they looked at it. Amen. And when it came to missing church, they never would miss church. I always longed for them to go to our PTA meeting at our school, and they always had it on Tuesday night, and that was one of our service nights, and you couldn't get my mom and dad away from that service for PTA or anything else. Amen. Everything was wrong. Amen. And it was instilled in me. Amen. And as a child, before I got my personal experience, I was somewhat embarrassed about Pentecost. Our church wasn't much to look at. Amen. It had a suede back roof and badly in need of paint. And a little old pot-bellied stove and old wooden slat benches. No carpet anywhere. And certainly no robed choirs and not much instruments to play on. And when the boys at school would say, where do you go to church? I'd kind of tuck my head. I didn't want to tell them just where I went to church. Amen. I was a bit embarrassed about it all until I got my personal experience. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. So I've said all of that to say this. When a few years ago, Pentecost began to hit the headlines, my chest began to swell with pride. When they even made pictures of our services and put them in the Saturday Evening Post, with people with their hands raised, praising the Lord, I thought, finally, we have come from the other side of the track, and we've gotten up in society now. Oh, it didn't make any difference to me if they called it glossolalial. I knew that they were simply talking about talking in tongues. And though I've never gotten used to saying glossolalial, I still like to say talking in tongues. Amen. They just gave me a boost when they began to write about Pentecostal services. Oh, they called it charismatics. Amen. Charismatics. And I was excited. People in every church was talking in tongues now. Amen. And I was really, really excited. But I then became a bit perplexed. That's what I want to tell you about tonight. When they came into our city with what they call the FGBMF. Now, if you don't know what those letters stand for, it's Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship. I went to see. I went down there to that big hotel, and in that big ballroom, there they were arrayed around the banquet table. I got in on the edge and sat on the back, and I was excited. I want to see what's going to happen.
And sure enough, it began to happen. They began to sway in the Spirit. I want you to know that I grabbed my little old fiddle and I began to wind that string up. Amen. Praise God. And I got that one string in good tune. Amen. 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 Praise God. And I said, oh God, all of these things are happening in these other churches. 1,800 received the Holy Ghost in 1 hour's time. Maybe baptism in Jesus' name is not all that necessary. Maybe we could let up on it just a bit. But then it came from heaven. There's none other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. Do all that you do in word or in deed in the name, in the name, in the name, in the name. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. And along about that time, I received a letter from our good dear Sister Morgan, wife of our late General Superintendent. Let me read it to you. She said, yesterday I received the February issue of Gospel Tidings. Thank you for your article. That's what I'm telling you about. I wrote it. Only last week, I was handed a copy of Pat Boone's book, A New Song. Word of his experience has created a good deal of excitement around here. The book is being passed from one to another and finally reached me for a comment. At first, there was a sadness gripped my heart that a popular person could make a much greater impression than many everyday type of Pentecostal folk. Then a holy indignation, and in parentheses, she says, I hope it is holy, rose up within me in defense of truth. I have heard our own ministers preach that if we didn't mend our ways, God would turn from us to these people. This to me is an amazing statement in light of the fact we are the only people left who are holding fast to all the doctrine of truth. Right. From the beginning, the church has had backsliders and those who chafe because of the narrow way. So it is easy for these to reach for a prominent image to follow as an excuse to leave us. Throughout the years of Brother Morgan's ministry, when the foundation of our work seemed to be threatened by these so-called moves of God, we always took a refresher course through the book of Acts. There we found affirmation to our beliefs and renewed faith to preach these convictions until Jesus comes. And when I read that letter, it dawned on me that the book of Acts begins with a letter A. Hallelujah! The letter A. I began my refresher course in the book of Acts. Hallelujah. And ever so often, I go back to the book of Acts and take another refresher course. Hallelujah. For that's the key. That's the certain sound. That's the standard pitch. Hallelujah. A440. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. In the second chapter of the book of Acts, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind and filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire and set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Amen. And Peter began to preach. Amen. And then they cried out, men and brethren, what must we do? Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The promise is unto you and to your children, to them that are far off, even to as many as the Lord our God should call. And with many other words did he exhort them, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Amen. Turn to the third chapter of the book of Acts, and you're going to see a lame man lying by the gate. Peter and John going up to the temple, for it is the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And they look on this lame man, and Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee, in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk! In the name of Jesus. Then I turn on over, and I come finally to the 10th chapter of the book of Acts. Now Cornelius, by some folks' standards, was a Christian. Amen. When you read his resume, if that's what you want to call it, the Scripture said he was a devout man, feared God, gave much alms, prayed to God always. Oh, what beautiful traits Cornelius had. He was playing but he was playing a little bit off key. Hallelujah. And an angel came and said, there's a tuner up in a certain place that you need to go send for. He'll come up or he'll come down and tune you up.
Yes,
hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And about that same time, Peter was on the housetop hearing that tuning fork striking against a solid object. Amen. As God began to deal with him and said, go down to the door. There's three men that's looking for you. Go with them, doubting nothing.
Amen.
And when he got down to Cornelius' household, Cornelius fell down and began to worship him. And Peter said, stand up. I'm a man just as you are. And he began to preach. And while he preached, the Holy Ghost fell. Hallelujah on every one of them that was in that house. And that wasn't all. Peter commanded that they be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, if you think Cornelius was a good man and a Christian before he got what he needed, what must you think about Apollos? Amen. Amen. Why, his resume is about twice as long as Cornelius's. The Scripture said he was an eloquent man, mighty in the Scriptures, instructed in the way of the Lord, fervent in the Spirit, a diligent teacher. I would to God I had some of those qualities. Amen. But Apollos made the mistake one day of going down to preach or to teach in a certain area where there wasn't just one tuner, there was two.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And as Apollos was up there really expounding, Aquila leaned over to Priscilla and said, if my ear is not deceiving me, he sounds a bit off key.
Amen.
Amen. And Aquila said, you're exactly right. I can't enjoy what he's saying because he's a little bit out of tune. I'll be so glad when he sits down. But they weren't going to be satisfied with him just sitting down. When he finally finished, they both ran down that side aisle. Hallelujah. And they reached into their robes and they took out their tuning fork as they were on their way and they called Apollos aside and said, come here, we're going to tune you up.
Yeah.
They expounded the Word of God more perfect.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen,
amen.
Praise God. And all of my perplexities left when I realized there's a lot of music playing. There's a lot of folks getting something. Amen. All they need, all that 13,000 folks over in Korea need, is just one wind of the string. A revelation of Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In this end time, the name of Jesus is the message. The end time message. Do all you do in word or deed in the name. Hallelujah! In the name! In the name! In the name! In the name! Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise God! Praise God! Now, if I can get some help on this organ and on this piano, I want to show you something. Where's our organ? Where's our piano? I want to show you, I want to give you a demonstration of what I'm talking about. I want you to hit A. I want you to hit it good and loud. That's it. Hit it loud. Hey! That sounds all right, doesn't it? We're in tune. Keep on hitting it. I'm going to move. I want them to keep hitting A. That's the standard pitch. I'm going to move just one little old smidgen. One little old smidgen. And show you where Cornelius was. Keep on hitting the A. Keep on hitting the A. You wouldn't like to hear that too long, would you? Until Peter came down. and began to preach, and the Holy Ghost fell, and he commanded that they be baptized in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah! Praise God! Keep on hitting your A. I'm going to move back the other way just one half step. You wouldn't think it'd make all that much difference. I want to show you where Apollos was. Until Priscilla and Aquila ran down the aisle and expounded the Word of God more perfect. Hallelujah! Praise God! Amen! I want to show you where those Trinitarians are. Oh, they got to move with the Spirit. There's no doubting that. But Jesus said, the time has come, and now is, that when they worship the Father, they must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Just a little bit off. All they need is a revelation of the name of Jesus and a revelation of holiness. And they'll be sounded like that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Now you've been wondering, what about all those charismatics? Amen. You've been wondering about them. And sad to say, some of our Pentecostal people, instead of being patterns, they've let them become the pattern. Amen. And you know what they've done? When they've let them become the pattern, they've slipped. Their key has slipped. Because this is where the charismatics are. They're playing all right. There's no denying that. There's a lot of things happening in their midst. They've even had some miracles performed. They have a lot of faith. Amen. And when you go where they're going and follow after them, you're slipping. Amen. All they need to do is come up where we are. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you know that all of my doubts have been settled? God has not set His blessings upon us because we were so great in number, if that's what you're worried about. Amen. But because we are in the truth. The truth. The truth. Oh, how we love the truth. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. I was preaching in a Deeper Life meeting up in the state of Washington. Several months ago, and the night services was being held in a big denominational church because we didn't have enough room in our small church there for the crowds. And some of those denominational people were coming to our services. And after a real move on the last night of the service, I saw four or five men come down the side aisle and get into a conversation with one of our ministers. And after they talked a long while, they turned and left. And our minister came over to me. His eyes was just sparkling. He said, Brother Beckton, those were men of this congregation, this denominational church. One of them is an evangelist for this denomination. And he was telling us that a few nights ago in this building, there was a prayer meeting going on, and several people received the experience of talking in tongues. And he said, while that was going on, a spirit of prophecy came over him. And he began to prophesy. And in and among the things he was prophesying, he was saying, they're coming, they're coming, they're coming, they're coming. And he said, I didn't know what it was all about. I didn't understand the meaning of that prophecy until in this service tonight. You're here. You're here. You're here. Praise God. Amen. And there's a lot of hungry folks that maybe the spirit of the prophecy is coming over them tonight in a prayer meeting. And no doubt they're saying the same thing. Somebody's coming. Somebody's coming with a tuning fork. Somebody's going to come expound the way of God more perfect. Somebody's going to come and preach to me. And that's where you and our responsibility is. We've got to get the message of truth to them. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Woo. I really didn't know the power in the name of Jesus and all that was involved in it until a few years ago. I was in Bogota, Colombia, South America. They had taken me that day up to the top of that mountain overlooking that city, to the Cathedral of the Bleeding Christ. And there in that cathedral was a glass enclosed case of a life-size statue of the Lord. Real hair was in the head of the statue to make him look more lifelike. The blood of animals was smeared on his body to make him look more real. And natives were crawling on their hands and knees round about that statue. Darkness settled in over me. Real darkness. I thought I'd felt darkness here in the States. But that real darkness fell over me. I tried to walk it off. I lay down that day for a nap, hoping to sleep it off. But it wouldn't leave. That night in the service in our own missionary's work, I thought surely the first song and prayer, it'll lift. But it continued hanging on. The service came to a conclusion. The crowd was leaving. They were going out of the building. I had to have help. I went over and picked up Sister Thompson's accordion. And I began to close my eyes as I began to play. Then I opened them and I saw the natives coming in, gathering around me. And then I closed my eyes again and I began to sing what I was playing. And then I opened my eyes once more and there on the other side of the building, Sister Thompson was dancing in the Spirit. And like a thunderbolt out of heaven, it struck me. And I began to spin like a top. When I finally unwound, the darkness was gone. And the song that I was singing, in the name of Jesus, there's power to set you free. In the name of Jesus, there's glorious victory over sin, disease, and sickness. Power to walk in liberty through faith in His wonderful name. That's it, folks. The name that's above every name. Hallelujah! 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 In the name of Jesus, there's power to set you free. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Just close your eyes and lift your hands with me tonight. Say the name of Jesus. 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 Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's it, folks. That's that certain sound. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The promise is unto you and to your children, to them that are far off, to as many as the Lord our God should call. The name, the name, the name. Sing it with me. In the name of Jesus, there's power to set you free. In the name of Jesus, there's glorious victory over sin, disease, and sickness. Power to walk in liberty through faith. Woo! Hallelujah. Again. Oh, in the name of Jesus, there's power to set you. In the name of Jesus, there's glorious to walk in liberty through
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know your needs tonight. Maybe you are in tune already. I hope you are. I hope you're vibrantly in tune with the things from heaven. Amen, amen. For the same Spirit that raised up Christ Jesus must also quicken your body. The rapture of the church is the next great event. And He's coming back for a people that's called by His name. I can't explain everything that's going on. I wonder myself until I came to understand there's only one key, a certain sound. Thank God for it. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. I think you want to get up from where you're seated and come stand around here tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, there's power to set you free. In the name of Jesus, there's glorious victory. Power to walk and never change. Let's love His name. My God, let's praise His name. In the name of Jesus, there's power to set you free over sin, disease, and sickness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Through faith in His wonder. Let's sing it again. Somebody's getting in touch. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Praise His name. Hallelujah, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. There's glory, there's victory over sin, disease, and sickness. Power to walk. Through faith in His wonderful name.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Folks, we're not going to just make it on church religion. We're going to have to love truth. My God, I appreciate this preaching. Hallelujah. Have to love the truth. Have you been baptized in Jesus' name? If you haven't, you've got to be. Why don't you do it tonight? Because this message was for you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Anybody in this building tonight, you want to be baptized in the name of Jesus? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Really, honestly, there's a lot of folks, they just like the kicks they get out of Pentecost. And all these fantastic things. But there's not a whole lot of folks that just really love the truth.
Right.
Just really stick with God because of truth. Amen. Nobody loves to shout and worship any more than I do, but you take this truth out of my heart, you've got me. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. I think we ought to just raise our hands and thank God for the truth. I mean, because I believe the truth. I believe the truth. Praise His name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.